I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen, you mother...
Politics. Humor, tequila, and an IQ of under 64. Yeah. You're listening to Art Pop Radio.
Hi, my name's Bart. Welcome to the show. This show's a little different. I'm not wearing pants. No, just kidding. This show's got a lot more outrage than maybe you're used to. We got a lot of first-hand outrage from the horse's mouth, I think that's the phrase. But yeah, today's going to be, we have confidence in today's show. Let me give you a little idea what to expect. We got a thing called cabinet secretary. Not sure what that is, but I'll bet it's good. We got some phone calls, some people you know, some people you don't know. We got a whole bunch of that Richard Clark. You know, this Richard Clark guy is Terrence Smirk, a new one. He is just causing him a whole lot of problems. And you're going to hear this several times in this deal, but between Clark and Rice, you know, they have different, very different stories they're telling. Clark's willing to go under oath on live TV. Rice is not. There's a reason why she can't go under oath and explain the Bush situation. So we got a whole bunch of that. We got commission news. We got commission talk. We got a little bit of Al Franken on Dave. We got, I know it was just last show. It was just one show back. I was really down on fart jokes and poop jokes. I got a fart joke for you. It was fantastic. It'll bring tears to your eyes, and not in that way. It'll bring tears to your eyes in the way how touching it is. We got a little of Dennis Kucinich, who has fallen to a level that Dave exploited on his show. I'm a little angry about that. I've been a Bill Maher fan maybe 10 years, whatever, however long he's been in the mix. I've been a fan. He's not perfect, but he's willing to attack Bush. He's got a joke that is the longest lasting laugh after the joke that probably I've heard, well, for him ever, but it's the longest laugh I've heard in a few years. I don't know. Probably, maybe Chris Rock's last stand-up hour had a laugh this long, but look forward to that. Got a little thing on music critics. Don't worry, it's short. Got a little bit of Eleanor from The Practice explaining free speech zones. Plus, we got this and that. Me and Tommy, we talk like two schoolgirls with our new princess phone. So I think we're looking for a double long. I don't think all that would even fit in one segment, so look for a bunch of Tommy talk. And our old friend Bob Budelang checked in. You remember old Bob Budelang? You see a lot of him over at Democratic Underground. But tell you what, oh, also, got to be honest, you know, we'd like to think that every show is real good. This show, this is good. But 31, you know, I was a little hungover. Things just weren't flapping like they should. And we forgot the Chinaco. That's what happened to show 31. If we don't start up with a shot of Tinaco, the show just can't fly. So let's be sure we do that. Let me get the checklist. Hold on. Here, we got the old trusty bottle up. Oh, that's good. Oh, that just brings good luck. So hang on. This is going to be a good show. 32 is going to be better than the others. You know, we are getting better. Even my enemies are saying that. Show 35 is going to be a lot better than this show. Show 45 is going to be better than show 40. By the time we get to show 50, we might put a little package together on a CD and send it to some radio stations. Tommy will clean it up a little bit. We might look for a nibble after show 50. We just might look for a nibble. So, let's get after it. Big show.
This is www.bartcop.com.
So it's 1:30 Wednesday afternoon. Finished with the page for today. Got finished early. Thought I'd get a little recording done. And I'm watching these hearings on TV. The big guy, Richard Clark, is up there now. And from what I can tell, he's doing Bush a lot of damage. But, you know, the minute he leaves the TV, the networks and the talk radio whores and the cable news Nazis and the rest of them, they'll all get up there and say, oh, a bunch of vague and whatever. It's easy to have hindsight. And everybody knows Bush is God and would never hurt anybody. So I suspect it'll get the typical whitewash. And you know, so far I haven't once seen Lee Hamilton. Where is Mr. Whitewash? I've been watching it now and then. Mostly I've been typing and reading, but I never hear his name. I look up now and then and I see the other Kerry. I see, and that Groton guy, I thought he was a really old man. Did his son win a Senate seat? What's he doing there? I don't know anything about Washington politics, Washington State. Clark's up there testifying. He's doing, I think, a bang-up job, saying Clinton administration was a whole lot more worried about terrorism. He said they had no higher priority. He said the Middle East was as high as terrorism and maybe whatever, something else, but they had surely no higher priority, and that Bush couldn't be bothered with any of this. And first thing Bush did was take terrorism, make it a sub-cabinet position, and so people like Clark would only talk to the little people. They wouldn't bother the important people like Condi Rice because she's so busy with the important stuff, like getting her name on oil tankers instead of protecting America as the national security advisor. She didn't have time to talk to the top terrorist specialist. Way to go. That's some priorities, GOP. But the biggest thing struck me about these hearings so far is, where the hell is Bill Clinton? I give you my Nancy Grace guarantee, nobody knows more. Nobody remembers more details. Nobody remembers more specific dates and meetings than Bill Clinton. And nobody, or very few people, could strategize and analyze the information he was getting like the last great elected president. And it just makes you wonder, why do they not call the man who knows the most? And, of course, we both know the answer. I can't guarantee this is it, but I'll bet you it's a big part of it. The Bush administration and this Bush-controlled Congress can't afford for America to be reminded what happens when a smart, legally elected president who has his eye out for the will of the people and the good of the people, they can't be reminded of that as long as we got an idiotic, stolen election, rape the Treasury monster in there, creating war on anybody who doesn't blink when he says jump. And the contrast, I think, would be just too much for the Republicans to bear. I just don't think they could stand to have Clinton. You know exactly what he'd do. He'd get up there and they'd ask him a question, and he'd give them a list of 32 people he talked to, the days and the times he did it, what they talked about, who said what, and who said what that meant what to someone else, who therefore left the room and went and did this and that, and put this plan in action, and this boat was moved here, and this missile was fired there, and this intelligence report came in. Oh, boy. And then you cut to split screen of the monkey trying to pronounce nuclear on the other channel. Just like with impeachment, they wouldn't let Clinton testify. I mean, they wouldn't let him testify on live TV in front of Congress because he knew the most about the situation. They couldn't let him get up there. They had to get all these, what's calling the night janitor to say maybe he might have saw someone once, he's not sure. Yeah, let's get him up there for 2 days and grill him when the man who knows everything about what happened, no, can't let him get on TV. He might convince some people, and we can't have people making up their minds anyway other than a force-fed, pro-Bush, pro-media, steal-our-money message guaranteed to screw the little guy, make the super-rich even richer, and we just stand for it. Why haven't more of the big-time people said, where's Bill Clinton? Not that I see and hear everything, but I haven't heard anyone else ask the question. The man who knows the most is not being called to testify, or maybe somehow he did. And I just missed every single news report about it, which is highly unlikely. But why are they refusing to call the man who knows the most? Is it just because it's going to make their monkey look like a dumb banana? We once had a legally elected, very smart president who looked out for the people. Now we have a stolen monster in there who has done nothing but harm the country, harm the world, kill tens of thousands of people, telling his trifecta jokes while the bodies are still warm, swearing to get bin Laden and then saying, oh, he doesn't concern me. I can't believe his ratings ought to be 12-15%. But because the media's on his side, because he's giving away your tax money to the super rich, you know, me and you don't own the media. I own my little BartCup.com, but, you know, if I own the New York Times, yeah, I'd probably be a whole life. I own NBC, yeah, I'd be a whole lot different. I'd be, once you get that kind of money, you just have to turn whore. It's just a rule somewhere in some book that once you get your $1 billion in the bank, you have to be a whore. But there's, how many people can you count on one hand? At George Soros and Warren Buffett and maybe a couple others, but as a rule, once you hit the jackpot, think how many baseball players and football players just hate Clinton's guts because he raised their taxes 1.5%. These guys who couldn't make any money doing anything else and now they're making $8 million a year, they hated their president in the late 90s. because he dared to ask him for 1.5%. But no, the lion monkey gets in there and screws over 200 million American families out of their retirement. Think how many people weren't able to retire because Bush crashed the stock market with his stupid tax cuts. And then the terrorism came along. Turn on your TV right now. They're fighting tooth and nail. Do not let the truth come out. They didn't want these hearings. They fought them every way they could. Bush didn't want to testify. They still won't let Condi Rice testify. What does she know that we can't find out? What secrets are hidden behind there? Remember, it always gets back to impeachment. That's always going to happen until they start playing fair. But with Clinton, they had to know every detail. When did you first touch her left breast, Mr. President? When did you first touch her right breast? It was very important to get all the details. But 9/11, I haven't seen anybody ask yet, where the hell were the fighter planes? Why did they not go up? Have you seen that testimony? I haven't seen it. I haven't seen a news report about it. I haven't seen it in the paper. I haven't seen it on the nightly news. I haven't seen it on the Yahoo News. Is anybody asking the important questions? Is this a giant hand job to say we held hearings and we think Bush did a good job? Is that all this is for? Unless they call Clinton, this thing has no credibility. This commission is just another in a long line of hand jobs. Unless they get Bill Clinton up there, they ought to grill him for 2 solid weeks on live TV. What did you know? Who did what? When did you find out? What action did you take? What the Joint Chiefs recommended? What your own, your National Security PA, all those people, tell us what you knew. Tell us who knew what. They can't dare afford to get those answers. It would crush them. You get the monkey up there, Condi said it was okay. That's the best he can do, because he's a monkey. And he's our president until we overthrow him at the ballot box, so help me die bold.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated.
What the hell is a Bart cop?
Though I know,
if you don't know,
you can't appreciate,
you're not listening.
I'm only happy when it rains. You'll get the message by the time I'm through. But not complain about me and you. I'm only